From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi special forces battled their way into Mosul city limits Tuesday, seizing control of state television facilities. Lieutenant Ali Abdul Karim said once an area is encircled, troops block any entries and exits to keep suicide bombers away. They then search houses, buildings, and factories for Islamic State fighters while freeing families. The two-week Iraqi offensive has captured surrounding villages and approaches the city from different directions to cut off escape routes. U.S. Coalition spokesman Colonel John Dorian said their IS defenders are being boxed in with few options.
If Daesh stand and fight, they're going to be killed. There's no question about that. If they run, they'll either be captured or killed. They're not going to be allowed to escape. They've done terrible things to the people that are in Mosul. And the Iraqi security forces are not going to let them stay.
Meanwhile, UN human rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani said Tuesday it appears IS defenders are prepared to use civilians as human shields.
We urge parties to the conflict to ensure that international law is strictly observed, in particular the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution in attack.
Special U.S. anti-terror envoy Brett McGurk said he's optimistic about the Mosul operation, but called for patience, cautioning retaking the city will take time. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari met Tuesday with Niger Delta officials as a way to end a wave of attacks on vital oil pipelines. Representatives of the militant group Niger Delta Avengers were not present. Regional leaders demand the army pull out of the region and spend more money on development. The attacks have cut the West African country's oil output, driving its economy into recession. This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump rallied supporters Tuesday in states seen as crucial in the final week before the November 8 election. Clinton made three campaign stops in Florida Tuesday. She was touted as the best choice by President Obama.
These are not equal candidates. There's only one who's actually worthy of your vote, who is smart, who is steady, who is tested, whose heart is in the right place, who is probably the most qualified person ever to run for this office, and that is Hillary Clinton.
Trump campaigned in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. He said electing Hillary Clinton, who has been the object of investigations into how she used a personal server to receive and send email while Secretary of State, could be a problem for the country.
And this is your one chance to change it. It's your one chance. I don't think you're going to have another chance, folks. We have an election coming up. You're not going to have another chance. In 4 years, you can forget it. If she were to be elected, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis.
Opinion surveys show a tightening of the race in the closing days of the campaign. A UN inquiry found peacekeepers failed to respond appropriately to an attack on civilians during violence involving South Sudanese troops at a Juba hotel in July. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said civilians were subjected to and witnessed gross human rights violations.
The special investigation found that UNMISS did not respond effectively to the violence due to an overall lack of leadership, preparedness, and integration among the various components of the mission. The special investigation also found that command and control arrangements were inadequate, while peacekeepers maintained a risk-averse posture.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon had replaced the UNMISS force commander. Pope Francis ended 2 days in Sweden with a mass Tuesday for the country's tiny Catholic community. The main purpose of the visit was an ecumenical gathering with Lutherans to kick off commemorations for the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. Chinese state media say 33 coal miners trapped underground in a gas explosion in southwest China since Monday were found dead. Two escaped alive earlier. An investigation is underway. Poor ventilation, insufficient and malfunctioning equipment may have played a role. A report by the Australian Transport Safety Bureau said Wednesday that the ill-fated Malaysian Airlines MH370 appeared to have gone out of control when it plunged into the ocean. The aircraft's final satellite communication consistent with the aircraft being at a high and increasing rate of descent. The National League champion Chicago Cubs, once down 3-1 in the best-of-7 World Series, have evened the series 3 games each, routing the American League champion Cleveland Indians 9-3 late Tuesday. Decisive Game 7, Wednesday in Cleveland. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.